Hi, this is Pastor Greg, and you're listening to Chosen Generation Radio. Get more at ChosenGenerationRadio.com. That's Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glass.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Sexual predators and comprehensive sex education both break down inhibitions. That's what they start with. They also gain trust with the child and then slowly start to get them towards sexual activity.
Anything goes. You are teaching children adult child sex. You're teaching transgender issues. And children are moldable and influenced by that.
They said, okay, now we need you and your team to be able to explain what homosexuality is to a four-year-old student.
To introduce this kind of material at that age, frankly, it's child abuse.
You're going to teach our children that it's okay for any two children of any age, of any sex, to have sexual intercourse with each other as long as two components are present. One's using a condom and they both give consent. Did I hear that correctly?
It's not a neutral venue. There's no such thing. Okay, the schools are doing your job. They are discipling your children, but they're not discipling them in the faith of Jesus Christ.
It's only the exceptional child that even survives that system. Most do not survive. Most have not survived.
They believe that children are sexual from birth and that they deserve and have the right to be sexually active and to seek sexual pleasure. And if anyone is stopping them from that, then you are judging and oppressing them.
Even kindergarten now, they're wanting to teach them more and more perverse information and acts and put that into the children's minds. And once that poison is in the child's mind, it doesn't leave. They'll always remember what they learned. And it's by design, it's orchestrated.
In my humble opinion, it will be worse before it gets better.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear. Even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com. Coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topics off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And
which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God. Which had not obtained mercy,
great
but now have
thanks
obtained
for joining
mercy.
Us. You can get more at the website,
ChosenGenerationRadio.com.
And
no
I'm very pleased to welcome Luke
Macias
back to the program.
Luke,
welcome.
Glasses.
Good to have you.
And now, here's your host,
Greg.
Pastor Greg.
Well, we got a victory. Attorney General Ken Paxton was acquitted. I had Steve Toth was on with me yesterday. We talked a little bit about this yesterday on the program. Give me your thoughts with regards to how you saw this playing out.
Well, I think ultimately it became really clear that The Texas House lacked the evidence within their entire case to compel the Senate to vote to convict. They made a bunch of accusations. They refused to cross-examine those witnesses. They refused, as members, to even ask the witnesses tough questions before they voted to impeach. Because the truth is, they already had their mind made up. It was a political witch hunt. They knew what they wanted to do. They knew they had the votes because 61 Democrats were on board. And so they went forward with it anyways. And I think that that foolish attempt was called out by our lieutenant governor, and has subsequently been called out by national figures like Tucker Carlson, Donald Trump Jr., Donald Trump. So it's really exciting to see conservative voices across the nation unite against the stupidity and the uniparty system in the Texas House. I think that's what many of us are encouraged to see.
So the next question, though, is obviously, you know, Dade Phelan and Andrew Murr, who really led this charge, have doubled down and have essentially said they've tried to smear the Senate. They tried to smear Dan Patrick. They've continued with their baseless allegations, and I'm sure this is under the under the unctioning of Bush and Rove and probably even the Koch brothers. I'm pretty confident they're a part of this piece as well. So the question then becomes, what's next? Because we've seen how, you know, Strauss handled the House, right? And then what was the guy's name that was there for Bonin?
Dennis Bonin. Yeah, Dennis Bonin.
And now we've seen, Phelan is continuing that, that modus operandi. How is the next phase going to play out? Because he still controls committee assignments. He still can. When will the members of the House say we're changing and that we're not going to be under this leadership?
Well, I think our biggest hope is that his own constituents decide to change. And that's why we're the Defend Texas Liberty PAC very actively engaged in his race and for reelection. David Covey's running against him and is running a very strong campaign.
Oh, great.
We know that he's very unpopular in his district right now. We've done polling that we published in May that showed that he was underwater already.
Okay.
And so there's a lot of
Covey's are great people, going. By the way. I've known them for years. Great homeschool family.
Yes.
Met them up in Kerrville years ago at one of the events up there through Michael Moody, who's in Austin. But yeah, great family. Oh my gosh.
David's running against him, and Wes Friedle, of course, is running against Andrew Murr, and there's a lot of pressure there. So I think that the most important thing is from now till March to really have all these Texans' eyes who've been opened. I'll give you an example. I had somebody who reached out to me. I was on War Room with Steve Bannon, and he reached out and said, I had no idea. I didn't follow Texas politics at all until the impeachment. Now I'm realizing something's wrong. And I said, hey, your state representative is a rhino who was reelected by 200 votes last time. And this guy goes, I had no idea. I think I voted for him. And so he was able to get connected with some local conservatives in his area who are organizing, not just for the campaign, but just organizing as conservatives on a regular basis.
Right.
And now he's plugged in and he's doing things and he's getting more engaged and he's getting more educated. So that's the type of thing that I think we need to see. And I think we're seeing that as, this is just more commonplace topic for voices like yours who have a larger voice. Your willingness to bring these Texas issues to people's attention, I think, is really helpful because their eyes are opened. Then we need that to translate itself into some electoral victories in March, then in May with the runoffs, then the Republican state convention in June. We have to continue to maintain a stronghold of conservatism and go into next session. And so that's, I think, the next steps is what I'm telling people is, okay, so if you're somebody who followed national stuff, you're now seeing Texas for the first time, plug into the Defend Texas Liberty PAC, start following regular Texas-based stuff at Texas Scorecard, show up to one of these local groups, the True Texas Project meetups. There's county conservative organizations. You know about the groups in Kerrville,
sure,
all these places,
Fredericksburg,
right?
And so on. Yep.
Plug in, get involved, be a precinct chair, go to the convention. I'm trying to take all of the energy and force it into more state infrastructure, if that makes sense. So that's kind of my thought on the next steps.
Well, and I think what you're saying is so critically important. And from a national perspective, I'll take it, talking about, to a national audience, you say, well, that's you're talking about. But folks, let's understand this. We've got New York in the east and we've got California in the west. okay? Those are the two most influential states outside of Texas, period. They are the same. I mean, that's why years ago, you know, I worked with Roy White and we got hit, you know, we got started with the Truth in Texas. My little group in Kerrville, my little leadership group, that's what Roy drew from to start Truth in Texas textbooks.
Yep.
And you know, why did we do that? Well, because Texas is the second leading purchaser of textbooks in the nation.
Mm-hmm.
California was running an agenda. The only way to stop that agenda is for the state of Texas to purchase a different agenda and to keep public schools clean. And, and you know, we've got the same situation politically. I mean, you and I both know strategically, if Texas falls, we will never win another national election for president, ever.
100%. 100%. Greg, I do want to have a longer conversation with you at some point, but I got to go here in just a minute.
Okay. I understand. Again, defendtexasliberty.com.
Thank you so much, Greg. And I appreciate everything you're doing. The truth is that the more Texans whose eyes are opened and who then take a little bit of a step, just one little step to get engaged. And one of the things I tell people is if there's an issue you care a lot about, plug into a local group, Texans for Strong Borders, Texas Family Project, Texans for Vaccine Choice, Texas Gun Rights. There's all these groups. So if that's your issue that you care about, plug in with something and then do something. You might show up to the Capitol once next session and lobby some legislators.
Yep.
You might make a couple more phone calls than you normally would. So thank you so much for what you're doing, because I think it's helping open a lot of people's eyes.
I appreciate it. All right, we're going to take a little break. We'll be back with more Chosen Generation Radio coming up right after this brief break.
Thanks, Greg.
So up next, we have ClanSlate. When you have different things like cancer and different diseases that are autoimmune related, it can really help with inflammation because you're helping clean the body. And ClanSlate is a formula that's made from a natural orthosilic acid that basically is put into a formulation that's naturally occurring, that uses different processes from polarization to heating to cooling to different types of catalysts, which will go in the body and really help communicate to get rid of those things that don't need to be there. People don't understand why there's so many autoimmune disorders, but our environment's toxic. The land, air, and water have changed. We've been exposed to nuclear war, and the issue is if there's a nuclear bomb or there's pollution or there's war in one country, it actually affects everything up to the stratosphere. So we're all connected, and we've really got to clean things out.
You can pick up your clean slate today at cgrforlife.com. That's cgrforlife.com. Pick up your clean slate today.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. Well, during these times, your support has meant everything to us. So my employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. We're selling the best products ever for the best prices ever. For example, we have my standard size MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with your promo code. Or you can get custom fit with my premium queen size MyPillows, regularly $79.98, now just $29.98. Or my king size regular $89.98, now just $34.98. So go to MyPillow.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive this exclusive offer. If you do it right now, I'm going to include a free gift with your purchase. Thank you and God bless.
Hi, I'm Tim Sheff, a certified natural health practitioner of over 40 years. I want to introduce you to a product that changed my life. The product's called Vibe, available at cgrwellness.com. I thought I was on a good nutritional program before I discovered Vibe. I was taking the traditional vitamin and mineral tablets, wasn't really feeling any different. So I tried Vibe. Vibe is an all-in-one vitamin and mineral supplement. It's a liquid multivitamin. It's cold-pressed, whole-food sourced, non-radiated, gluten-free, and has no pasteurization. Vibe is like fresh juicing without all the work. It supports four areas of the body: cardiovascular health, immune health, anti-aging, and healthy cell replication. Vibe is available in a 32-ounce bottle for home use or a very handy 1-ounce travel packet for life on the go. The first time I tried Vibe, I had more energy in about 20 minutes. I started thinking clear, even believe I slept better. Get yours today at cgrwellness.com. Coupon code CHOSENGENRADIO at checkout and receive $20 off your first order of $50 or more. That's cgrwellness.com, coupon code ChosenGenRadio. Get yours today.
These statements have not been evaluated by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Any of the products do not treat, reduce, cure, or prevent disease.
My passion is the fight for freedom. My father fought for World War II defending our country. Today, we are no longer fighting with guns. Instead, we are fighting an ideological battle for control of our country by contributing to causes that support your constitutional rights. I am Patriot Mobile.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned, because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
We have put the borewell here in this community, and with the prayer and support of Brad and Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry that has sponsored this borewell, we are so thankful for all our brothers and sisters, those who are praying for us, and we are thankful to Brad who completely helped this borewell to put in this community. God bless you, Brother Bram, and God bless you, Pastor Gideon, and God bless all the Chosen Generation Ministry. Thank you. God bless you.
Greetings, Chosen Generation Army. I'm so grateful to be connected with you, my listeners. You are some of the most engaged, responsive, loving, and caring people I know. I need to bring to your attention an urgent need for our ministries in India. While there has become a focus on the Uyghurs in China, our ministries in Jammu, Kashmir, and Punjab are being terrorized by those same Uyghurs, the Taliban, and the mounting CCP army at the border of India. Between these threats and the lockdowns, we find ourselves in need of additional financial support. I'm asking for your help to support these pastors and their families, our orphans, our widows, our Bible students, and our community outreaches. $15 will feed a pastor's family for a month. $20 funds our sewing school instructor, and $150 a week funds our base operations, the orphans, the Bible school students, even the sewing school, and our senior indigenous pastor, Samuel. So please go to paypal.me/PastorGreg. That's paypal.me/PastorGreg. Or you can call me at 209-380-8654, 209-380-8654, to make your donation over the phone. Please call us, contact me today, and make your best donation. Thank you, and God bless you.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village with the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry. And by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming, and we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the water. Thank you. God bless you.
That they will receive fresh, clean water.
ਤਾਂ ਕਿ ਉਹ ਸਾਫ ਸੁਥਰਾ ਪਾਣੀ ਹਾਸਲ ਕਰ ਸਕਣ ਔਰ ਤੰਦਰੁਸਤ ਹੋਣ.
And that they will also receive the water of your Holy Spirit and your Son Jesus Christ.
ਔਰ ਉਹਦੇ ਨਾਲ ਨਾਲ ਉਹ ਪਵਿੱਤਰ ਆਤਮਾ ਦਾ ਜਲ ਵੀ ਤੁਹਾਡੇ ਪੁੱਤਰ ਯਿਸੂ ਵੱਲੋਂ ਲੈਣ.
Let this community be blessed by this well.
ਇਸ ਬੋਰ ਬਹੁਤ ਸਾਰੇ ਲੋਕ ਇਸ ਇਲਾਕੇ ਦੇ ਆਸ਼ੀਸ਼ ਪਾਣ.
Tonight, I want to introduce you to a relationship with God through Jesus Christ and show you how to have that same authority. Sometimes sin presents itself in our life and it creates a false illusion. Like a shiny object that we just can't get out of our head. But that's because our nature that we are born with is attracted to that shiny object. Turn to your neighbor and say, well, then how am I going to change my nature? Turn to your other neighbor and say, boy, I sure hope he has an answer. Well, I have an answer, and it's good news.
Yes.
How many of you would like to ask Jesus Christ to change the inside of your cup? Then I'm going to ask you to pray a prayer with me and repeat the words that Pastor Samuel says. And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. Let me make a couple of quick